There is a straightforward answer to it. I was turning over my mind with how I explained it. Number one, there was another small organization who were more, another group like ours, Independent Electronics, who had been formed, and he called themselves the Quality Control Society or something like that. I don't recall it. I think it may be in my document. We invited, we talked to them, and we asked, we brought up the, sort of the same question you were asking. Wouldn't there be wisdom in broadening this out? And though we were primarily electronic and electro, it seems like there'd be wisdom in knowing what each other was doing. And so we brought them into our ranks as sort of an affiliate. And it, I think it's a common practice in our organization now. And from there, we started to draw some people. And then we went after, it was word of mouth. We heard of people in different places. And we would start drawing them in. But that was answer to your first part of your question on mechanical or other aspects of both the fields of production, manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Other aspects other than what we were touching on directly. But then there was, then we drew on our own
make sure this thing, okay.
We drew our own from there on. We, word of mouth helped us. We did that. And we started getting, and we were fortunate, very fortunate. That the way we selected our people initially gave us a powerful, they became the pillars of the operation. They themselves had influence back from where they came. So we were beginning to influence, the Bell Laboratories, Western Electric. We had a fellow by the name of Tarkelson. That was his field alone, almost as a lazy arm. That's not the word. Anyway, as an interface between Western Electric's tube manufacturing, vacuum tube manufacturing, that was big then, and our activities. And he was always meeting with us, and we were getting to the point where he would go home, he would go back to his office, get commitments from his people on certain aspects. As we're trying to build up the concept of quality control, and we were doing that by people like Tarkelson. Leon Bass was doing it in incidentally, there's much more mechanical. Leon Bass was doing it on jet engines in GE and in the Midwest. Let me tell you the name of the, is it Cincinnati? Is it the same place Procter & Gamble was? Incidentally, this, it wasn't the same building, don't get me wrong, it's the same city. But GE had a had their jet plant out there. You're frowning.
It could be, I'm trying to think, I should know where Procter & Gamble is, but it could be Cincinnati.
I thought it was. We had nothing to do with them. I mean,
I understand. I understand.
I'm sure of Cincinnati for GE. I'm very confident on that. Could be wrong, but I'm very confident on that. But Leon Bass was an interface between us. He was a member of our group. He was one of the members of the administrative committee. So all these fellows I mentioned. McElroy, was from General Radio, which was very fine radio, not radios that you know about, is fine electronic equipment.
Right. Communications gear and all that stuff.
So Tarkelson was not only good for us; he was highly respected by the professional community as well. How did we do it? Don't ask me. I mean, we were extremely fortunate in running across these people one way or another and bringing into our fold.